When factories close, what happens to the vacant property? Communities across Wisconsin are working through what to do with acres of land that used to be home to major industrial sites.
In Calumet County, the site of the former Brilliant Iron Works Foundry now includes an early learning center, office space, and a healthcare center with plans for new housing developments in the works. We'll hear from the developer behind the project in just a bit.
First, in Janesville, the city is looking to redevelop a 240-acre site of a former General Motors factory with interest from companies looking to build a data center. Kevin Lehner is the Janesville City Manager. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This has been a long time coming since the closure of the GM plant. Just over the last year or so, Janesville kicked off the decision to acquire the plant from a company that had owned it. Talk us through that process and the decision, please.
Yeah, so that was a very substantial decision for the city council. We had determined that the current owners of the site weren't actively pursuing the redevelopment of the site to our liking, and that the site continued to remain in a blighted condition. And so the city went through and is acquiring seven properties there. The two main ones, which constitute the vast majority of the site, which is the former GM plant, and then it associated what is known as the JATCO site, which is a place where essentially the vehicles were parked before shipping. We are in the process of acquiring all of those sites. And it's really an attempt by the city council to reimagine and breathe fresh life into a redevelopment effort for a very significant piece of property here in the city.
What does that community process look like, trying to bring key stakeholders, residents, and others on board?
Yeah, so we are in the very first part of that, and we have formed what we call the GM-JATCO Redevelopment Board, and it includes a variety of stakeholders. And so we have three residents from near the site on the board, three business representatives, a nonprofit leader, two residents like at large from throughout the community, and then our economic development director from here in the city and the economic development director from the county. And that group, once it's approved by city council, will set things in place to develop a new vision with the community. And that's going to include several different ways to get community input, and then ultimately end on a redevelopment plan for the site.
There are concerns whenever there's a big project like this from local residents. Hey, are we really going to have a voice here, or is this just for show? I think that kind of concern has come up some in reporting on this story. What do you say to citizens, especially in that part of the city, to say, we really are listening to you?
Yeah, I mean, this is really, really important. We want to do something that the vast majority of the community is going to support, and that is realistic. So we have to make sure that we balance the input and then what can actually be built on the site. And we have to take in consideration everything. We have to take in consideration environmental issues, obviously tax base, the needs of the community, what can be built, how much area is buildable, the associated uses around it. All those are factors in that process. But I'm really excited about kicking off a comprehensive engagement process for that, because I think that at the end of the day, folks are going to be really proud of what we're able to do.
All right. These days, if I have a plot of accessible empty land, somebody's going to come knocking on my door and want to build a data center on it.
Yep.
And I understand that's part of the conversation with this site in Janesville. Are you getting interest from outside for people who want to develop these things? Are you looking at that as a possibility?
Yeah. So as soon as we it became known that we acquired the property, we were contacted by some data center users. And so that's, I know, a hot topic. People have really strong feelings about that one way or another. The reason why they contacted us about this site is that there's some existing infrastructure that it looks like they can get a significant amount of power there relatively quickly. And so we are in the first part of evaluating that, whether that's a good use or not. What we ended up doing was issuing an RFP just so that we could collect information about those who might be interested in doing that, and then evaluating that and ultimately recommending to the city council whether we do that on part of the site or not. And there's a whole host of things that we're weighing as it associates with that. But that is one thing that we are reviewing. And it was something that, you know, best laid plan, something that popped up as soon as we acquired it. We weren't anticipating that. We weren't marketing for it. Folks started contacting us almost immediately.
When it comes to data centers, I know people don't always want them as neighbors, and they worry that they're not going to create a lot of jobs. On the other hand, do you want a plant site as your neighbor generating no jobs? How do you see yourself and this committee weighing the pros and cons there?
Yeah, so I mean, just, you know, very surface level, and we haven't dived deep into what it would be or what it would look like, but we know generally that over the course of the building of something of what we're looking at in terms of scope is going to generate more than 1,500 construction jobs for the duration of that build. That's a significant number. We have lots of local contractors here in Janesville. It would keep folks employed for a long period of time at a very good wage. We know that. We also know that once they're built, it's roughly around 150 to 250 jobs within a site of this size. And so that's not a huge number, obviously not a number from the manufacturing days of GM. But I think that it's safe to say that those would be very high paying, high tech sort of jobs for the most part. And we all know that how things are being made is changing, and there's taking fewer and fewer people to do that. And we just have to weigh that. The other big aspect that we have to take a look at is the environmental considerations, and for lack of a better description, what I would call the good neighbor considerations. And are those uses compatible with that which is around us?
Kevin, leave it there for now. We'll check back in with you in the coming years. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kevin Lahner is the Janesville City Manager. He was with us today to share his city's plans for redeveloping the site of a former General Motors plant. Now we turn to Brilliant in Calumet County, where Aarons Co. is in the middle of repurposing a former iron foundry site in the area. Daniel Aarons is vice president of the Aarons Family Office, and Elise Aarons is director of Brilliant Works, the company formed to redevelop the Brilliant Ironworks campus. Elise, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And Dan, thanks for being with us.
Happy to be here. Happy to talk with you.
Dan, can you start by painting a picture of this site and a bit of the history that got us to this point?
Yeah, so this foundry was started in 1893. And it was started by my great-great-grandfather, Henry Aarons. And he actually lost it in 1933 during the Great Depression. And between 1933 and about 2018, it went through five or six different owners until they finally shuttered the site in 2018. So we worked with the city to purchase the site and try to revitalize it and keep it so it's not a derelict building in the city.
Elise, is that family connection part of the motivation here? Like, hey, we had this generations ago, and now we have an opportunity to do something with it again?
Absolutely. I think we just wanted to breathe new life into this site and then just build something that the entire community could use and then be proud of at the end of the day.
Dan, I want to talk about community outreach here. Now, this is different than Janesville, but what kind of things do you do to see what the community needs, what useful things could be developed here?
Well, we actually are in kind of a unique situation where the city of Brilliant actually are the owners of the land.
Oh, okay.
And then Brilliant Works team have a 99-year master lease for the land. So we're acting as the developers, but the city still own it. So the process is very much kind of the same as Janesville, where we did a lot of community outreach. I think it took us about a year and a half, but it was a lot of different city council meetings and public input sessions and just getting a feel for what the community want. But as a different twist, as a developer is looking at really what is the most marketable thing for the site. And that's where we started with a kinder care, a daycare facility that we have on site that Aaron's Co. uses, not exclusively, but are a big proponent and a big advocate of.
Elise, what are some of the other uses you have either in the works or in the vision for the site?
Other uses we already have is the new Bellin or Amplify Health Center. It's a state-of-the-art health facility. It is right on Highway 10 and very easy for community members to get to, as well as employers that come into the city to go during their workday. We also have converted the old Foundry building into an Aaron's Co. office, so that is pretty big for our site. And then in the future, we are working on a residential building right now and finishing the Spring Creek project of cleaning it up and daylighting it.
Dan, Elise mentioned one of the uses here may be residential. Now, Brilliant, I assume, is facing a similar challenge to a lot of communities in Wisconsin with housing, especially for workforce housing. As an employer, as well as being a developer on this project, how important do you see that issue being for the community?
Yeah, I think housing is a real issue, especially, you know, in Brilliant and you know, 20-mile radius around Brilliant. We've done a couple of housing studies that show a real lack of housing and quite a large demand for housing. So a lot of our focus has been on bringing in really marketable apartments that are not necessarily workforce or affordable housing, but are well within market rates. And then looking at different programs we can offer as an employer in the city to make it even more advantageous or make the rent a little bit easier. But housing has been a big driver for us since the beginning of this project in 2018. We've seen a lack of supply and an ever increasing demand, and you know, hopefully we can do a couple of things that improve that, not only for us but for the community as well.
Elise, as this project has moved along, what's been the response in the local community? Excitement, concern, people just glad something's happening on this site?
Yeah, I think the number one thing I'm hearing is excitement. I think people are just ready to see some movement on the site that is anchored towards the residential part. I haven't heard any concern yet, but it's still early in the project.
Dan, I wonder, with, you know, tariffs affecting construction material, labor shortages in some fields, driving up labor costs, are there unique economic challenges hitting you as you try to develop this site?
You know, we really haven't seen a whole lot of tariff impact on our development or site specifically. I think the biggest hurdle we've had as of late really is the high interest rates that really makes everything a lot more difficult, and you know, makes the due diligence all that more difficult to manage. But it's, you know, tariffs haven't had too big of an impact for us yet, knock on wood there.
Elise, what is the timeline? Obviously, some things are up and running now, some is in the works. Do you have a timeline in mind to where you could say, okay, we have completed this project?
For the short term, we're hoping by end of 2026 for the apartments and the creek. Long term, wow, I could say maybe 20 years. I think we're in it for the long haul. It'll just take time and patience.
And we'll leave it there. Dan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
And Elise, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Elise Ahrens is director of Brilliant Works, and Daniel Ahrens is vice president of the Ahrens Family Office. They're with us today to share how they're redeveloping the former Brilliant Ironworks Foundry site in Calumet County. Earlier, we heard from Janesville City Manager Kevin Lehner about his city's plans for repurposing a former General Motors factory site.